وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا وعينا حتى تسكنه أرضك طوعا وتمتعه فيها طويلا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه المجيد: هو الذي بعث في الأميين رسولا منهم يتلو عليهم آياته ويزكيهم ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة وإن كانوا من قبل لفي ضلال مبين. Dear audience, brothers and sisters, as every night we are discussing about the status of our Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. As God himself has informed us in this verse, هو الذي بعث في الأميين رسولا. I have sent Muhammad as a messenger. I have sent Muhammad as a prophet. He is my prophet. He is my messenger. He is informing his status, not only in this verse, rather in all the verses of Holy Quran. In many verses of Holy Quran, we see that God is introducing his prophet. God is informing us about the status of his prophet. As we've heard that prophet, God said that this prophet is for Alameen. This prophet is for the entire world. He is for universe. Or then God said, the prophet who I have sent to you, the messenger which I have sent to you, is infallible, is perfect. And then God in this verse said that this prophet is great prophet. And what is the mission of the prophet? God said, وَيُزَكِّهِمْ. The message of prophet is to purify your soul. Now the prophet who has come to purify us, what do you think? He himself is not purified. Definitely he is more purified than us. And after that God said, وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةِ. The prophet who has come, the prophet whom I have sent to you, is the one who will teach you the book. Allahu Akbar. يُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ. He will teach you the book. He is teacher of the book. Which book? Holy Quran. He is the teacher of Quran. Now what is Quran? Quran is such a knowledgeable book. Quran is such a great book which contains all the knowledge of the world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying in Holy Quran, وَلَا رَبٍ وَلَا يَابِسٍ إِلَّا فِي كِتَابٍ مُبِينٍ. Everything is in Quran. If you want to know anything about biology, chemistry, medical, physics, anything, mathematics, anything you want to know, it is in Holy Quran. But here you might ask me a question, that you are saying that everything is in Holy Quran, but we don't see the names of 124,000 prophets. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, وَلَا رَتْبٍ وَلَا يَابِسٍ إِلَّا فِي كِتَابٍ مُبِينٍ. Everything is in Holy Quran. Whatever is in this universe is in Quran. But we cannot see the names of 124,000 prophets. Now here, this is very important to know about it, that yes, we cannot see, but there is everything in it. There are many things hidden in Quran. There are many secrets in Quran. God purposely have hide many things in Quran. There are many secrets in Quran. Why? Because God have informed us that this Quran has successors. There are some heirs of Quran. If you want to know the hidden things of Quran, if you want to know the secrets of Quran, you have to go and ask from successors of Quran. You have to go and ask from heirs of Quran. And who are heirs of Quran? They are Ahlul Zikr, as yesterday we discussed. They are Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam. And as Prophet himself said, Aliyun ma'al Qur'ani wal Qur'anu ma'a Ali. Ali is with Quran. Ali is from Ahlul Bayt. He is from Quran. He is with Quran and Quran is with Ali. They are like each other. If you want to know Quran, you have to go to the door of Ahlul Bayt. Ahlul Bayt will explain Quran. If you want to know Ahlul Bayt, you have to go on the door of Quran. Quran is praising Ahlul Bayt. So now, Quran is such a great book. وَلَا رَطٍ وَلَا يَبِسٍ إِلَّا فِي كِتَابٍ مُبِينٍ. Everything is in Holy Quran. And God is saying that the Prophet, يُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابِ. Prophet is teacher of this book. Now, there's a very important point, that why did God say that Prophet is teacher of the book? Because God knew some people will come and they will say that Prophet is illiterate. prophet is ignorant, na'uzu billah. And God in this verse has informed us that prophet is not ignorant, prophet is not illiterate, prophet is the most knowledgeable person of the world. He is teaching the book, he is teaching Holy Quran, the greatest book of the world. Now, do you know why do these people say that prophet is illiterate or he is ignorant? Because they say the prophet, peace be upon him, as yesterday we also discussed a little bit about this in QA session, that some people say that prophet, peace be upon him, is illiterate, ignorant. Why? Because he hasn't studied in this world. He didn't go to school, he didn't go to the college, he didn't go to the university. That's why he is ignorant, that's why he's illiterate. This is what they say. But my dear brother, as yesterday I've told you, that if you have invited me here to deliver a speech, and if I prepare my speech in front of you, you will say, what are you doing? Wasting our time. You don't like such a speaker who prepares his speech in front of you. Similarly, God never sends a prophet who comes and studies in front of people. Rather, he comes with knowledge. God sends him with knowledge. The prophet comes with knowledge. Allahu Akbar. Now let me recite the verse from Holy Quran, from Surah Maryam, Surah 19, verses 27, 28, 29, 30, 31 and 32. The verses about Saint Mary. Saint Mary came with Jesus. She brought her son Jesus, Isa ibn Maryam. And do you know what happened? فَأَتَتْ بِهِ قَوْمَهَا تَحْمِلْهُ قَالُوا يَا مَرْيَمُ. Oh Maryam, what have you done? مَا كَانَ أَبُوكِ امْرَأَ سَوْءٍ وَمَا كَانَتْ أُمُّكِ بَغْيًا. What have you done? Oh Maryam, your dad was a good person, your mother was a good person. They started accusing her infallibility. They started accusing her that where is this child from? Whose child is this? Now Hazrat Maryam wasn't talking. Hazrat Maryam فَأَشَارَتْ إِلَيْهِ. She said, ask this child. The Jews, the people of that time said, كَيْفَ نُكَلِّمُ مَنْ كَانَ فِي الْمَهْدِ الصَّبِيَّ. How can we speak with the person, with the little baby who is in the cradle? There's another point here, that the people of that time, even some people in our time, they believe, they think that Prophet is like us. As we and our children cannot speak when they are 1 or 2 days old, they were thinking the Prophet is the same. They said, كَيْفَ نُكَلِّمُ مَنْ كَانَ فِي الْمَهْدِ صَبِيَّ. How can this baby speak? He's in the cradle. How can this child speak? He's in the cradle. He's newborn baby. Okay, they were thinking that Prophet is like them. While Prophet is not like us, Prophet is he who can speak immediately after he comes in this world. And Imams are also the same, as we see in a hadith in the history, that Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, when he came in this world, when he saw Prophet, peace be upon him, he was newborn baby, he was in the cradle. When he saw the Prophet, he said, Ya Rasulullah, what should I recite? Tawrat, Injil, Zabur, or Holy Quran? So Prophets and A'imma, they are not like us. Imam is not like us. Prophet is not like us. When they enter the world, when they come in this world, they start speaking. They can speak, they can talk, but we cannot speak. Our children and we, when we were small, when I was 1 year old, when I was 1 day old, when you were 1 day old, you were not able to speak. This is different between you and Prophet. Okay, now the main point which I want to inform you, what happened when they said, how can we speak with this child, with this newborn baby? So Hazrat Isa, Prophet Jesus, started speaking. He said, Inni Abdullah Atani al Kitab wa Ja'al. The point is here, Atani al-Kitab. Jesus is saying that God has given me book. While he didn't have any book in his hands, okay? He didn't have Injil in his hands. He didn't have New Testament in his hand. And he's saying, Atani al-Kitab. God has given me book. Injil was revealed on Isa ibn Maryam when he was 30 years old. New Testament was revealed on Hazrat Isa when he was 30 years old. And Hazrat Isa, Jesus is saying in his mother's lap, he's saying, Inni Abdullah Atani al Kitab. God has given me the book. Now, what does this mean? He didn't have book, he didn't have Injil. So, what is this verse saying? What is Jesus saying? Allahu Akbar. Now, here we have to ask from Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam, the successors of Quran, the heirs of Quran, what does this verse mean? So, Ahlul Bayt informed us that yes, he did not have the book in his hand, rather, he had the knowledge of book. The Prophet, when he comes in this world, he comes with the knowledge of book. He comes with knowledge. That's why he is not like us. When we come in this world, we achieve knowledge, by the means of our eyes, by the means of our ears, by the means of our hands. But the Prophet, when he comes in this world, he comes with knowledge. He comes with knowledge. And he can speak when he comes in this world, even the first minute when he comes in this world. So he's not like us. Now the people like Abu Jahl and his followers, they started saying that Prophet is like us. Why? Because Abu Jahl said that, you know, Muhammad, peace be upon him, is living with us. He is from us, as God also said, هو الذي بعث في الأمين رسولا منهم. The Prophet is from them, okay? He is like us. Why do they say? Because they say he walks like us, he talks like us, he sleeps like us. That's why he is like us. But now let me tell you something very important, what happened in Makkah. Once a man came to Makkah from Syria, and he brought many expensive clothes and started shouting and saying, "Oh, people of Makkah, who will tell me where is Prophet Muhammad ibn Abdullah? And my dad has asked me to deliver these expensive clothes, these expensive stuff to Muhammad ibn Abdullah. I haven't seen him. Please guide me. Where is Muhammad ibn Abdullah?" Now what happened? Abu Jahl, because he was thinking that Prophet is like us, and he, the person, hasn't seen the Prophet, he said to his followers, "Okay, what we'll do, I'll go and sit on the pulpit, and some people will sit around me, and some other people will bring this person, and tell him this is Muhammad ibn Abdullah, and then we'll take all these expensive clothes for him." Now what happened? Some of his followers went and called the person who came from Syria, with many expensive clothes, and told him that this Abu Jahl is Muhammad ibn Abdullah. The man didn't saw Prophet. He never saw Prophet, peace be upon him. But when he saw Abu Jahl, he asked Abu Jahl, "If you are Muhammad ibn Abdullah, so tell me, what is my name? What is my dad's name? What is my grandfather's name?" Abu Jahl was surprised. He was confused what to say. He said, "I'm not here to inform you about your lineage." Now this is the difference. We sometimes don't know about our own lineage, but Prophet is he who can inform about the lineage of every person till Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. So he knew that this is not Prophet. Prophet is not like us. Allahu Akbar. This is a very important point. Let me recite a verse from Holy Quran. In Holy Quran, when the Quran was revealed on Prophet, peace be upon him, in the beginning of Islam, when Prophet started preaching Islam, what happened? He used to recite the verses of Holy Quran. Now when the Arabs, because you know, the Arabs in that time, they were poets and they used to love poetry and they were experts in Arabic. Now what happened, the poets, when they used to listen Holy Quran, when they saw how good is Quran, when they saw the eloquence of Quran, they were surprised. And this was the challenge of Quran to the Arabs of that time. Quran said, "In kuntum fi raybin mimma nazzalna ala abdina fa'tu bi suratin min mithlih." If you have doubt that this verse, this surah, Holy Quran, is not word of God, if you have doubt that Quran is not kalamullah, if you have doubt that Quran is not message of God, so bring a surah like this. And what Prophet, peace be upon him, did, he wrote Surah Al-Kawthar, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Inna a'tainaka al-Kawthar, fasalli rabbika wanhar, inna shani'aka huwal abtar. He wrote it and he hanged it on the wall of Kaaba. Now all the poets are coming, they are looking and they are surprised that what is this? Even at the end, the biggest poet of that time came when he recited these verses. He said, "Ma hadha kalamul bashar." This does not look as a human being's sentence. Allahu Akbar. It's very important. He said, "Ma hadha kalamul bashar." This doesn't look human being's sentence. Allahu Akbar. Now my question here is that Quran, was it revealed in English or French or Italian? It was in Arabic. The same words which Arabs used to use, the same letters which Arabs used to use, the same alphabet which Arabs had. But why they are saying this is ma hadha kalamul bashar, this is not made by a human being? Why they are saying? Because God has made it, because God has composed it, because God has structured it. Now when God makes something, when God produces something, when God structures something, when God composes something, then that is from you but not like you. The words are the same. The alphabet are the same, the letters are the same, which you use every day, but it is not like you. In the same way, Prophet is from you, he walks like you, he talks like you, he sleeps like you, but he is not like you. Salat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad wa ajjil farajahum. So we saw that prophet is a great personality who's been sent from God to us. Prophet's status, prophet's rank is not like us. Prophet is infallible. We are not infallible. We can make mistakes. Prophet is most perfect person of the world, and we are not perfect. Prophet is he who can speak the first minute when he comes in this world. We cannot speak. Prophet is he who comes with knowledge when he comes in this world. While we are not like this, we come and achieve knowledge in this world. Now, we were talking that Prophet is such a great person. So what is his message? We talked that the message of Prophet is purification of soul. Prophet came to purify us. وَيُزَكِّهِمْ. And every day we are discussing that Prophet came to purify us. But how can we purify our soul? By defeating nafs. By defeating our enemy. Nafs is our enemy, as every day we are discussing. And how we can defeat our nafs? Yesterday we discussed, اِسْتَعِنُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ. You can defeat nafs by the help of patience and prayers. Yesterday we discussed about patience, that by the mean of patience you can defeat your nafs. By the mean of sabr, by the help of sabr, you can defeat your nafs. And yesterday we also discussed a little bit that there are three types of patience. Okay? As-sabr ala al-musiba, patience on the calamity. As-sabr ala al-ta'a, being patient on the orders of God. As-sabr ala al-ma'asiyah, being patient in front of the sins. We discussed a lot about as-sabru ala al-musiba, that when you face any calamity, when you face any difficulty, you have to be patient on that difficulty, on that calamity. As-sabru ala al-ta'a, we also discussed on that, that if you are tired, okay, you've come back from your job, or you're hungry, and now you have to fast. You are tired, you have to pray. Shaitan, nafsi ammara will tell you, don't pray, but be patient and pray. Be patient and fast. The third type we discussed, I want to discuss more about it, was as-sabru ala al-ma'asiyah. Allahu Akbar. In which the sin is available right in front of you. Nobody's looking at you. You can commit the sin, but you are showing patience. You are not committing that sin. Allahu Akbar. This is very important. This is very important and this is very difficult. But let me tell you, how can we control on ourselves? How can we show patience in front of the ma'asiyah, in front of the sin? Now here, I will tell you hadith from Prophet, peace be upon him. Prophet, peace be upon him, some companions came to Prophet and they asked, Ya Rasulullah, how can we show patience in front of sins? How can we show a sabru alal ma'asiyah? Prophet said, okay, listen, can you burn your finger in the fire? It's a question from everybody. Can you burn your finger in the fire? The companion said, no, Ya Rasulullah, we cannot do that. Now here Prophet said, when you cannot burn your finger in this fire, so why by committing sins you are burning your whole body in the fire of hell, which is 40 times stronger than the fire of this world. Allahu Akbar. Do you know why sometimes we commit sin? Because we don't know how bad is that sin. As yesterday we discussed, Imam Ali ibn Musa Ridha alayhi salatu wasalam informed us that we don't even think about committing sins. Why? Because we know how bad is this. As me, as you, as we, don't eat a blood-clotted, filthy garbage. Why? Because we see how bad is it. We don't eat rotten garbage. We don't eat all these kind of rubbishes. Why? Because we know it is bad. But sometimes we commit sins. Why? Because we don't see how bad is this sin. How dangerous is this sin? Now here, this is how we can control on ourselves. This is how we can show patience in front of the sins. That when shaitan is misguiding me, nafsi ammar is misguiding me, telling me go and commit this sin, go and do this wrong thing. Here I have to remember what did Prophet said, Allahu Akbar. That you don't want to burn your one finger in the fire of this world. How you want to burn your whole body in the fire of hell, which is 40 times stronger than the fire of this world. Oh, Prophet said that if you are hungry for many days, 2 or 3 days, and after 3 days, you saw a delicious chicken, you show a very delicious food. Now you'll rush towards that food. When you are going to eat that chicken, suddenly somebody came and said, stop, stop, what's the problem? He said that the food is poisoned. The food has poison. What will you do? You are hungry since last 3 days, you'll throw that chicken. Although if it is the most delicious chicken of the world, you'll throw it. And you are hungry. You want to eat. You want to satisfy your hunger, but you are throwing that chicken. Why? Because you've heard it is poisoned. Allah. Now Prophet is saying that you know that if you eat this chicken, your life will be destroyed. Allah. Which life? Which is not more than 60, 70 or 90 years. Allahu Akbar. This is very important. You don't want to destroy your this life, which is not more than 100 years. But Allahu Akbar. Prophet is informing us, sins, your bad actions, your bad deeds, can destroy your eternal life, which is more than 1,000 years, which is more than millions years. Why are you destroying your eternal life just for the pleasure of few minutes? Allahu Akbar. The sins are poison for your eternal life. The sins are poison for your everlasting life. This is very important, because when you commit sins, because of your sins, because of my sins, because of our sins, scorpions are made, snakes are made, fire of hell is made. Allahu Akbar. Now some people say that Allah is oppressing on us. No, no. Allah is the most merciful. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahu Akbar. He's most merciful. He never wants to burn us in the fire of hell. That's why he sent 124,000 prophets to guide us. Allah sent 14 infallibles to guide us. Allah made Muharram for us to guide us. Allah made Shahrul Ramadan for us to guide us. Laylatul Qadr to guide us. Yawmul Arafah to guide us. Allah is saying, come and seek forgiveness every Thursday night. Why? He wants us to purify us. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. It's very important. God is asking us, seek forgiveness. I don't want to burn you in the fire of hell. Actually, God is not burning you in the fire of hell. Your sins are taking you to the fire of hell. Allahu Akbar. If there is a scorpion in my grave, if there is hell, because of what? Because of my bad actions. Because of my sins. Allahu Akbar. I am making hell, and if I do good, I am sending myself to the paradise. Actually, God is not throwing me in the hell. God is not making scorpions and snakes for me to hurt me in the grave. These are my bad actions who are making scorpions, who are making snakes. As we know, we see that the party of Muawiyah in the Battle of Siffin, they started cursing and swearing at Imam Ali's soldiers. Now what happened? Imam's soldier also wanted to swear on them. What happened? Imam stopped them. Imam said, don't swear at them. They said, they are soldiers of Muawiyah. They are fighting against you. They are bad people. Let us swear at them. Imam said, no. They are swearing at you. They are making scorpions and snakes for themselves in their grave. So you please don't make snakes for yourself in the grave. You don't make scorpions for yourself in the grave. Now this is how we can control ourselves. This is how we can show patience in front of Masiyah. Now let me tell you the story of very famous faithful person. He was a young boy, bachelor, living in his house alone. He was a faithful man. He used to pray. He used to fast, perform all the good deeds, and he used to avoid all the bad deeds. But unfortunately, he had some bad friends. Now this is also very important. Prophet Jesus was asked, Ya Isa, man nujalis? What kind of friends should we have? Isa said, those who remind you God, those who remind you the day of judgment, those who remind you Akhirah. Allahu Akbar. Now he was a good person, but he had some bad friends. Allahu Akbar. Now his bad friends tried to invite him to bad deeds, but he every time avoided the bad deeds. So once they made a conspiracy, what did they do? In the middle of night, they sent a prostitute to his house. And she knocked on the door and shouting, help me, people want to kill me, they want to attack on me, help me. He was a faithful, it was middle of night. He said, if I don't help her, who will help her? People might kill her, people might rape her. So he helped her. He opened the door and let her in. Now this is a very important point. You have to help people. This is message of Islam. If you see somebody needs money, go and help him. If you see somebody need any help and you can help him, so help him. This is what Ahlul Bayt did. Imam Ali, in the middle of night, he went and helped the poor orphans and widows. If we are follower of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, so we should do the same thing. We should help people. Now he was follower of Imam and he was a faithful person. He said, okay, she needs help. He opened the door for her and let her in. Now what happened? She wasn't a good woman. She was a prostitute. She was a very bad woman. What happened? He went in his room, and in the middle of night, the prostitute, the bad woman, started misguiding him, saying that come on, let come his sin, let us do something wrong, and these kind of thing. Nafs was also misguiding him, and shaitan was also misguiding him. Allahu Akbar. Now the woman is misguiding him, nafs is misguiding him, and shaitan was misguiding him. He was a young bachelor, a man alone with a woman in one house, as it has been narrated, never remain in one house alone with a woman. Why? Because shaitan is saying, if somewhere there is a woman and man and there's nobody else, the third one is shaitan. So now shaitan also tried to misguide him. He was a bachelor man, his feelings and emotion arose, but suddenly he remembered hadith of Prophet, peace be upon him, in which Prophet said, will you burn your finger in the fire? He went and burnt his finger in the fire. And now all the emotions calmed down. He went and slept. Again, the woman tried to misguide him. Nafsi ammara, shaitan. I'm telling you, how can we show patience in front masiyah? How can we show patience, sabr, indal masiba, in front musibat, in front masiyat, in front the satanic powers, in front sins. Allahu Akbar. Now 10 times the woman tried to misguide him, and he burnt his all 10 fingers. At the time of Namaz al-Fajr, he ran to the masjid, and he felt in sajda. He said, oh my God, I've just burnt my 10 fingers, but oh my God, I thank you that you have saved my whole body from burning in the fire of hell, which is 40 times stronger than this fire. So this was what we talked about, patience. By patience, we can defeat our nafs. As-sabru ala Al-Masiyah. Allahu Akbar. And after that, the verse said, Ista'inu bisabri was-salat. Now prayer is also one of the tools by which you can defeat your nafs. By the means of prayer, you can defeat your bad character, your ego, your nafsi ammara. Now here you have to understand that, as you know, you give food to your body. For example, you eat breakfast, lunch, dinner. For what? To strengthen your body. Okay, in the morning when you go to school, college or university or your job, you eat breakfast. In the afternoon, you take your lunch. In the evening, you eat your dinner. Why? To strengthen your body. Now here, you have to strengthen your soul too. You have to give some food to your ruh. This is very important. Now what is food of ruh? It is salat. It is namaz. Now when you eat breakfast to give food to your body, Namaz e Fajr, Fajr prayer is food for your soul. Allahu Akbar. You go for lunch, you take break for lunch, for what? To give food to your body. So Namaz e Zuhr and Asr are food for your soul. You give food, dinner to your body. So you have to give dinner to your soul. Maghrib and Isha. Now here there's a very lovely point that doctors say that people sometimes get ill because of lack of vitamins. For example, if you lack vitamin A, your eyes are weakened. If you lack vitamin E, your circulation is weakened. All different kind of vitamins, if you lack them, you might lose something. So because of lack of vitamins, what happens? Some people get ill. So doctors say prevention is better than cure. It is better that you use multivitamin so that you remain healthy. Now what is multivitamin of your soul? Pay attention. What is Quran saying? What are Ahlul Bayt saying? What is multivitamin of your soul? So Prophet said, Salatul Layl, Salatul Layl, Salatul Layl. Midnight prayer is multivitamin of your soul. And Salatul Layl is very important. Somebody came to Imam and asked Imam, Ya Mawlai, I like to sleep in good place. I have pillows when I sleep. I have a mattress. And you know, I have lights in my room. So if I want to have the same things in my grave, what should I do? Imam said, Salatul Layl, Allahu Akbar. And if you see the message of Imam Hussein, he also gave the same message. If you want to strengthen your ruh, if you want to give power to your ruh, if you want to defeat your nafs, you have to pray Salatul Layl, Namaz-e Tahajjud. Allahu Akbar. Imam Hussein said to his sister, Lady Zainab, in the last moments, he said, oh my sister, oh Zainab, don't forget me in your midnight prayers. And Imam Zainul Abideen alayhi salatu wasalam said, I saw my auntie Zainab from Karbala to Kufa, from Kufa to Syria, Sham, everywhere, even in the prison, she was performing Salatul Layl, Namazul Tahajjud. So if we are real followers of Imam Hussein, we have to pray Namazul Tahajjud. We have to perform midnight prayers. And this is how we can make Imam Hussein. And this is how we can defeat our nafs. This is how we can kill our nafs, who is our enemy, who is taking us to bad things. And now, the last point which I want to inform you, nafs is, as Prophet said, is the biggest enemy of yours, okay? But nafs never tells you that don't pray in the beginning. In the beginning, nafs will tell you, okay, pray after 5 minutes. For example, you didn't sleep whole night, just half an hour is remaining for Namaz-e-Fajr. Nafs will never tell you in the beginning, don't pray. Because nafs knows if he says you don't pray, you will go and pray. Nafs will tell you, okay, you have half an hour, just sleep for 5 minutes. Just sleep for 10 minutes and when you'll get up, you'll see you've missed your prayers. This is how nafs tries to misguide you. He's biggest enemy of yours. How can we defeat our nafs? Istainu bis sabri wa salat. By the help of sabr and salat prayers. Salat ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.